Have we discussed selling Mae's deviled eggs? Probably not, since she's never been generous to offer me one, but let me state for the record that the old gal could bake some amazing deviled eggs. Best eggs I've ever eaten. I never would have expected the second and third deviled eggs to taste as yummy as the first ones, but they did. And so did the next 10. Great stuff. And sandwiches? Incredible sandwiches. She was Rembrandt with a sandwich. I mean, this wasn't just food. This was an adventure in eating, a journey into the very taste buds of the universe. See, she cut the beef into strips that were easy to chew, and she added lots of other stuff to give flavor. Mayonnaise, a dash of garlic salt, a touch of horseradish, and a nice crisp leaf of lettuce, shall we say. You know, I'm not fond of lettuce or anything else a rabbit would eat, but I have to say that the lettuce on her sandwiches wasn't bad at all. As I sat there in her car, eating her picnic lunch, I acquired a new and deep respect for her chefly skills. Obviously, she'd spent a lot of time putting this stuff together, and I wish there was some way I could tell her how much I appreciated it. Huh? Did you hear that? Maybe not, since you weren't there, but I heard it. Unless I was badly mistaken, someone had just opened the car door. I froze. I didn't breathe. With the basket on my head, I couldn't see, but I could hear a voice. It was Slim.
Uh-oh. Loper, you'd better come look at this.
Now what?
Remember what I told you about leaving the car door open? Your dog's been having himself a picnic.
There was a moment of eerie silence. Then Loper's voice cut through the stillness like a chainsaw.
Idiot dog! Idiot!
Suddenly the basket was ripped off my head, and I found myself staring into the face of... Yipes. Into the red face of a man whose eyes were bulging out of his head and whose teeth were clenched like fangs. It was Loper, and... Well, he looked pretty mad. I went straight into looks of shame and remorse, lowered my head, and began tapping out a tragic rhythm with my tail. Tap, tap, tap. With my very best communication media, I beamed him a message that said, Lover, I know this looks pretty suspicious, and you probably think that I... Well, that I ate your lunch, but I want you to know that I didn't do it. No kidding. I have no idea how that basket ended up on my head, but I saw the guy who stole your lunch. Honest. I got a complete description. If you'll spare my life, I'll help you track him down. And I mean, I won't rest or sleep until we have him behind bars. I waited to see if it would sell. It didn't look good.